My name is Andrea. I am 18 years old. Today is April 18th, 2019, and I'm speaking with Shania Yazzie, who is my best friend. We are recording this interview in Gallup, New Mexico. So, Shania, now that you have completed an academic year within a CCTE program of study, describe how this experience will benefit you in your future.
Well, this experience is going to benefit me because this is the field that I'm going into, so this will give me more experience and more knowledge before I actually begin.
So what program of study did you participate in?
Health careers.
And how do you think, actually never mind, hold on. If you were to speak to a new incoming CCTE student, what advice would you give him or her?
To study and not fall behind on their assignments because it's very important.
What type of setbacks did you experience?
I procrastinated a lot, so that's what made me fall behind and get bad grades.
So what advice would you give so others don't feel the urge to procrastinate?
Put away your phones and try your hardest to not do what you want to do and just focus on what you're wanting to get out of this.
Okay, so what are your educational and career goals?
Well, educational is to finish school, like a very, very long term school length, because I'm going into the medical field, obviously. So I need to, continue my education until I become a cardiac surgeon.
What school do you plan to go into?
UNM Gallup.
And to become a surgeon, you have to go to medical school. Do you have any medical school in mind?
Not yet. I haven't thought that far.
Are you interested in becoming an MD or a DO?
An MD.
Why an MD?
Because it'll... I feel like the MD is going to benefit me more in my field of in my field.
All right, well, that was very interesting. So, would you consider yourself a leader?
I would think sometimes I would be a leader because I know that some people out there have that leadership ability or instinct, which made me that I would have to step up and be that person.
All right. So, describe the qualities of a good leader.
You know what you're doing. You stay in the right direction. You be honest. You be friendly. You communicate with others. And you just have to, not only for others to be a leader, but also for yourself to give the experience.
What does being a leader mean to you?
It means that I know that I can help people and just give some advice and other things.
So what have you done to give back to your community?
I've been part of this club called Q Club, and there we do like a lot of community service projects. And I, like, on the side, I would help my other relatives and stuff like that.
What do you see yourself doing in 10 years?
Being a doctor. Just not fully a doctor until I completed all my schooling. I do see myself as happy.
Do you see yourself with a family or any little personal goals that you have?
Well, for relationships and family, I'm not thinking of that. I just think of my career choices and where I want to be, where I want to go, and stuff like that.
All right. So, can you list three of your strengths?
I'm creative. I would say smart enough. And organized.
So why do you consider these things to be your strengths?
Because I believe that those are like valuable to me. Like creativity, I wouldn't be the person who I am. Like these define me.
What about your other strengths?
Like all three of them define me. I'm like, I'm like smart. I developed that within all of my years that I've grown, and
so in what ways? Would you consider that you've grown?
Like with not only like physically, but like mentally, like getting more mature and building from what my mom and dad taught me to what my teachers taught me to what I think is common sense, and just growing that way in order to be the person who I am today.
So now that you've given me your strengths, would you please list one of your limitations?
I would say distractions, because I easily get distracted, and it's hard for me to steer back into the right direction again.
So... we have to overcome our limits to achieve anything success. So how would you consider going above and beyond this limit, your limit?
Just taking it day by day, like little by little, it'll help. And it'll help me overcome this, because I know that there's certain things that do distract me.
How do you best communicate with others?
I do a lot of hand gestures, so it helps me more than like anything else, and having to talk to that person face to face without having any distractions or anything of a likelihood.
So would you please give me an example of this style of communication?
So I would, like, if we were talking about something, then I would give very visual ideas and hand gestures. Like I would act out the thing I'm talking about, or I would just, you know, like talk to them face to face, having like very good eye contact and having to get through them clearly.
So like visual nods and hand gestures and... Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're a high school senior, and I'm pretty sure you've successed quite a bit in your high school career. So what would you consider to be your greatest success thus far in your life?
I think, I don't know, I'm kind of like a very positive person, so I think every day there's a success. So, like today, I dressed up, which is for the tropical day at our school, so that's what I did. And I also completed all my assignments I've done without procrastinating. So every day is a little success in everything.
So why did you choose Tropical Day specifically as your greatest success today?
Well, because like sometimes I don't give much thought into these things, but I know that this is my last year and that I want to go all out and just have fun.
All right. Thank you, Shania. I appreciate all your time.
ありがとうございます。